expresses its appreciation to UNHCR for its tireless efforts to provide protection for persons of concern, and in particular, it pays tribute to the staff in the field for their resilience to continue to stay and deliver under severe and challenging conditions. Since the spread of COVID-19, we have been witnessing unprecedented challenges and impacts on international protection. Japan reiterates its appreciation for UNHCR's continuous efforts to ensure access to fair asylum procedures by engaging in dialogue with and providing technical support to the relevant authorities. Japan also welcomes the innovative approach by UNHCR to adapt to drastically changing situations. We believe that lessons learned from its experiences over the past years will make UNHCR's operations more efficient and effective. We recognize the fact that there are many different protection needs and challenges for each individual due to the complexity of displacement and factors of age, gender, and diversity. In particular, an increase in gender-based violence since the beginning of the pandemic has been among the biggest concerns. Japan appreciates UNHCR having doubled its efforts to prevent and respond to GBV, fully taking into account the vulnerability of women and girls who are easily exposed to exploitation and abuse. In addition, it is encouraging to see the engagement by displaced women and refugee-led community-based organizations in response to GBV. Mr. Vice Chair, inclusion has become more important than ever in response to the pandemic. Japan commends host countries for their efforts to include refugees in their national health systems and vaccinations plan.
Thank you, Madam
The international
Vice
community
Chair.
Must strengthen its efforts to close the enormous gaps in vaccination levels still existing between developed and developing countries. Japan has been cooperating with the COVAX facility and providing the cold chain equipment as last one mile support to ensure equitable access to vaccines and will continue to do so. To ensure access to education by refugee children is crucially important, not only as a protection function, but also as an important opportunity to nurture their potential. We benefited from several occasions to hear the stories of refugees who had received higher education are now playing essential roles in various fields, including as health workers in response to COVID-19. We recognize that the enrollment rate of refugees in education is still lower than host learners, and this is particularly evident in secondary and tertiary education. Japan welcomes UNHCR's initiatives and partnerships with a range of stakeholders to provide better learning environments for refugees and other vulnerable children. In this connection, I'd like to mention that 90 Syrian students are expected to come to Japan to start studying at universities this year. JICA is currently working with UNHCR to extend the Japanese Initiative for the Future of Syrian Refugees, a project for accepting Syrian students for educational opportunities. Japan was very pleased to welcome 35 refugee athletes to the Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic Games. We are confident that they inspired and gave hope to millions of displaced people. Japan shares UNHCR's view that the sports provide opportunities to be included and protected, which equates to a chance to heal, develop, and grow. We therefore appreciate UNHCR's initiative to promote sports programs and partnerships with various sports entities. Mr. Vice Chair, we have about 2 months before the high-level official meetings. Japan thanks UNHCR for having a series of preparatory briefings and stock-taking events. We are looking forward to the launch of the GCR indicator report and the subsequent roundtables, which will provide a good basis for discussion. Japan will actively engage in the HLOM and would like to make a contribution to achieving its three priorities. I thank you, Chair.